Hello, this is Aaron Stanton of Games First Internet Magazine and About.com. It's cold and it's rainy. It's about 2 o'clock in the morning on the night before I'm supposed to go down to the mall and check in and not be released for another 5 days if everything goes the way I want it to. I just got back from the Walmart down in Overland, where I was down getting, well, various different things. Each one of the contestants of this were given a list of things that they could bring, including, you know, baby wipes and soap, deodorant, toothbrushes, pillows, sleeping bags, that sort of thing. And while you wish that you'd have all that stuff conveniently around, you know, you don't always have it. So I went down to Walmart. And as I got back in, I was thinking to myself, my gosh, why in the world would I want to go back outside again after getting into the mall? It's absolutely miserable outside. I'm kind of hoping that this is the way it stays for pretty much the rest of the week, and then I don't have to worry about going anywhere. The people who are living in Boise, who have come to Games First from listening to KISS 103.3, you're the people I'm addressing right now. People who are already readers of Games First, you probably already know what Penny Arcade is and who runs Child's Play. But if you're coming here as a non-avid gamer, as somebody who is interested because of the contest, not necessarily because you're hugely into the game industry, then, quite frankly, you probably don't know those things. Yeah, I look at it this way. This whole competition, everything you're going to see, it's going to be a competition of stories. There are five stories represented by five different contestants. I don't even know what the other four stories are. But as far as I'm concerned, when this all gets done with, you're going to vote on which story you think is the most interesting, which one is the most worthy. And if you don't understand my story, if you don't understand why it's important that the PS3 gets taken to Microsoft to get signed, which doesn't even make the system, if you don't know who Child's Play is or what Penny Arcade is, hey, my story is not going to interest you at all. And, you know, I want you to be interested in my story. It's, we can't do this without you, and so I need you to think it's cool. I need you to understand. So here's a little background for you, and I promise you that on the next podcast will be much more interesting, but just to set the ground, just to help introduce you, let me give you a little background on people like Penny Arcade. They're pretty funny guys if you get a chance to go visit them. Anyways, Penny Arcade is the world's number one most popular webcomic. It was started back in, I think, 1997 by two guys named Gabe and Tycho, as they're known in the comic strip, or Mike and Jerry, as they're known in real life. And they have a video game-themed webcomic. And they've earned themselves a wonderful reputation for telling you how it is. They've got an amazing amount of gamer street cred because, well, they don't BS people. A really good example of kind of how they're kind of counterculture, counter-authority kind of thing. And one of the good examples of that is... Well, a few months ago, there was a company named Sony Online Entertainment, and Penny Arcade did a webcomic which compared a product of Sony Online Entertainment's to a Krispy Kreme donut that's filled with crap. Sweet on the outside, a little sour on the center, you know? And so the next day or the next 2 days later, something like that, they get an email from the PR rep at Sony Online Entertainment, and he says, "We sent you a package." So the next day after that, a Krispy Kreme delivery truck shows up and delivers 1,200 donuts to them as a joke kind of thing. I mean, this is the kind of situation that Penny Arcade is notorious at getting themselves into. They're taken extremely serious by the game industry because they have a huge number of readers. At the same time, they're just guys doing what they love to do, and you got to respect them for that. But somewhere along the line, Mike and Jerry got tired of the fact that video gamers had a bad rap. They keep watching the media, and they find that video gamers get this huge rep as being kind of amoral, violent people because, some of us play violent video games, and occasionally there's somebody who plays violent video games who goes out on a limb and gets himself in trouble in one way or another, and it gets picked up by the media, and everybody in the game industry tends to be represented by these very few individuals. And so they wanted to sit down and come up with a way to change the image. They came up with what was called Child's Play. Child's Play is a charity. What they do is they go from to hospitals around the United States, And they go to the children's wards with sick children, and they say, what is it that you want as a toy? And then they create a list of the things that these children have asked for. Then, through Child's Play, they ask gamers to buy these things for the children. You can do that in several different ways. One of the most popular ways is there's a specific place on Amazon.com where you can go and find a list of things from Child's Play that Pete and the children have asked for, and you can buy it directly from Amazon.com. The item is shipped directly to the hospital where the child is. Your money goes directly to Amazon.com. Penny Arcade never sees a cent. And that's it. The child gets exactly what they want. You donate it. The other way of doing it is to give, say, money, right? And it works equally well. 100% of the money that is given to Child's Play goes to a child in the system somewhere, because Penny Arcade does not collect any money for overhead. They don't collect administrative fees or anything that dilutes the system. It's about as straightforward a charity that goes through that I know of. You give money, that money goes to a child. Well, to numerous children, it depends on how much you give, right? So, what do we want to do with the system? Why are we taking a Sony PS3 to Microsoft to have it signed? Well, we want to donate the system to Penny Arcade, and that's saying something. I mean, like right now, a PS3 sells on the market for about $600 new from a store, because of they're in short demand going into Christmas. They're selling on eBay for right now about $1,200 is the average going price. So that's nice. I mean, like if Child's Play were to take that PS3 and auction it off on eBay, it'd be a $1,200 donation to Child's Play, which would be nice. But we sat down and said, okay, what can we do to make this system more valuable? What can we do to make it more interesting? A true collector's item that somebody's going to want to pay extra money for. And lay it down in history. And we thought about taking it to Sony to say, have the developers of the PS3 sign it. But we came up with kind of a different idea that kind of matches the counterculture image of Penny Arcade. We decided to take it to Microsoft, to people who have an interest in Sony not succeeding. They're number one rivals in the marketplace. And we're going to take it to them, and we're going to give them an open invitation to write whatever they want on the system. We want to go to the people who are well-known. We want to go to Bill Gates, for example. I mean, most people here are probably going to know who that is. We also want to go to people like Jay Allard, to Cliffy B of Epic, who developed Gears of War, to the development team behind Halo. We want to go to all the people who have made themselves a name, like, say, Major Nelson, who in the media has been become very well-known in terms of on the Xbox side of things. We want to go to the people who are the competitors. We want to give them the opportunity to write whatever message they want to Sony. In other words, it's kind of giving them an ability to throw down a gauntlet, to take the system and say, we're not afraid to claim this sucker as our own. We're going to ride on this. We're going to own this thing. And then we're going to take that and donate that to Child's Play to be auctioned off. And that, I honestly think, will sell for a lot more. Now, even if you're not a gamer, you probably don't understand why that would be an interesting thing. But if you're in the game industry, I guarantee you somebody's going to want that sucker. I would want it. That's why I came up with the idea. Now, we've already sat down with Pipe and Penny Arcade and threw them the idea, and they gave us the thumbs up. We were in the process of talking to Microsoft. We're in the process of talking to Llama.com to figure out how to make sure the ink stays on the system once it's written on there. We're getting this sucker lined up. And, I envision this thing maybe selling for somewhere in the $5,000-$7,000 range. I think that's a reasonable possibility. And that's our story. Now, I guarantee you, if you listen to 103.3, you and I are not in the same crowd, necessarily. I mean, you've probably got hipper hair than I do. You listen to better music than I do. You probably got picked on less in high school. You probably are getting picked on less in high school, if that's where you are. The fact is I'm not much winning popularity contests. They've never been my strong suit. All I've got is what I consider to be an interesting story. And I'm kind of hoping that when it comes down to it, you vote for our story as the one to stay in the game. I hope to be in that thing for 5 days, and then after that, after you vote, the next story shows up. And I promise you, there's one thing I promise you. If this system does exist, it's going to create an heirloom that you're going to see on a documentary somewhere 10 years down the road. there's going to be a documentary on the video game industry, and somebody's going to dig up the system from their private collection, and it'll be it'll be it's an interesting idea. It's going to make a lot of money for people to, for the right charities during Christmas, and it's going to be a story you can be proud of. For,